Even without their starting quarterback, the Cedar Ridge Bruins advanced to the 1A state championships after defeating Hotchkiss Saturday 16-12. Dante Markley, a dual-threat quarterback, suffered a minor concussion a week earlier against Monta Vista. Backup quarterback Trent Walker, a 6'5" junior running back, stepped in to play a nearly flawless game. Even though Walker had only thrown 6 passes this season, head coach Brandon Milholland said the only adjustments the Bruins made were to take advantage of Walker's height. Cedar Ridge defeated the Bulldogs by a point in league play and knew they were facing one of the toughest teams in the state. Walker connected on 9 of 18 passes for 88 yards and 2 2-point conversions, but gave credit to his teammates for the win and for making his job easy. Hotchkiss suffered a big blow when senior Connor Beard was sidelined with a dislocated shoulder. Beard is the team's leading receiver and a big motivator for the team. Bulldog coach Zach Lemon says the injury was a lot more than a loss of a good player. Running back Carter Wasser ran for 2 Bruin touchdowns, and Walker connected with Cade Wasser on both 2-point conversions. Bulldog quarterback Josh Harden scored late in the first half to leave the Bulldogs trailing 6-8 at halftime, and Jacob Galley put up another 6 points for the Bulldogs late in the third. But on both scores, the Bruins were able to hold Hotchkiss on the 2-point conversion attempts and tip the score in their favor. Cedar Ridge recovered a Hotchkiss fumble with 4 minutes remaining in the game and maintained control to run out the clock. Those turnovers, including one in the game-opening kickoff, also hurt their game, says Lemon. This is the first time since 1992 that Cedar Ridge has earned a shot at the state title. They travel to Buena Vista to face the undefeated Demons this Saturday at 1. Milholland hopes to win a championship both for the team and for the Western Slope, but win or lose, he's proud of his team. The Delta Panthers also saw their run for a state title dashed in a second-round 35-24 loss to 5th-ranked Pueblo East. The Panthers put up a good fight but couldn't overcome a 28-10 halftime deficit. Quarterback Mitch Whiteside threw for 258 yards and 2 touchdowns and connected with Ryan Whiteside and Chris Black on touchdown passes. Place kicker Alex Quintero was 2-for-2 in extra points and kicked a first-quarter 30-yard field goal. Under coach Ben Johnson, Delta ends the season with an 8-4 record. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck with your weekly sports report.